From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So fresh off the press, the Fed's on hold but higher for longer. Is that what I'm reading?
You got it. You got it. So the Federal Reserve announced the latest their latest update on the targeted Fed funds rate this morning, about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Look, Mike, it was widely expected that they would hold that rate steady. So they target a range. They're sitting in a range of 5.25 to 5.5. So it was expected that they would hold there but deliver a sort of a hawkish bias. And there was the expectation that there's still the possibility of one more hike. Now, most of that has come through. So they have held the rate steady at 5.25 to 5.5. Where there is a little bit of a surprise here is the forward, is the forecast for 2024. So 12 officials now, of the 19 voting officials, 12 officials see one more rate hike, 7 don't. So they haven't stepped away from another potential hike, but if just, and this may require a little bit more work and a little bit more elucidation from Mr. Powell when he steps up to the press conference, but it looks like the forecasts for 2024 have moved up. So they're holding the rates higher for longer, still at around 5% at the end of 2024. Interesting though, Mike, their growth projections have improved. So their 2023 growth in June, they were looking at sort of low ones. They're now looking at over 2%. So importantly here, Mike, and you'll be interested in this, no recession. So they are painting a picture of a resilient US economy. Powell has been very consistent about staying the course, not wanting to repeat the policy missteps of the 1970s. At the moment, sort of share markets have dropped a little bit, so the share market's a little bit lower. You've seen a bit of a rise in the 2-year rate there, but the longer rates, the 10-year rates, they haven't moved quite as much. So a little bit of a surprise, but I think market will wait now and see what he says at the press conference.
We'll keep an ear on that. Current account, it's getting better, but it's still not great. Is that
it
fair?
Isn't. Yeah, that's fair. So we've been quite consistent in sort of keeping talking about the current account and keeping it relevant, because it's a topic that gets a bit lost until it becomes problematic. And the problem here is the crux of this issue is it moves very slowly. So when it gets very large, it takes a long time for it to become small again. The good news is the current account deficit is improving. Yeah, but before you pop the champagne, it's still worryingly high. In the June quarter, the deficit fell from $7.7 billion to $6.6 billion. That's on a seasonally adjusted basis. That means we're still spending considerably more overseas than we're earning from exports, just not as much as we were. I mean, that total deficit sits just shy of $30 billion. Now, there's lots of moving parts to this. If you sort of try and bring it down to a few simple key issues, services balance, think about tourists coming into New Zealand and spending money. That is recovering because tourism is recovering, but it needs to keep recovering. Also, our imports are slow. We aren't buying stuff with the same rampant enthusiasm that we were doing sort of in the immediate aftermath of the pandemic. And we're also getting less for our dollar there, remember, as well. So we are forecasting the deficit to fall. There are some factors making it harder. Weaker imports, which I've already talked about, but exports, we're getting lower prices for our exports. That hasn't really fed into the Q2 number. That's more of a story for the Q3 number. Think about dairy sector, recent fall in prices there. Don't forget we've still got government deficits as well. To sum it all up, it's getting better. Improvement needs to be consistent. For the moment, the rating agencies are comfortable, but we really do need to keep them that way.
A quick word on Kathmandu. They crack a billion.
Cracked a billion in sales. The sort of analyst response to their results release yesterday mixed, a little weaker than expected. The share price fell 4 cents. That's 5%. So on a historical basis, share price pretty weak. But look, the management were upbeat, Mike, about the company's prospects. As you say, sales are going well. OBOS, that's the outdoor footwear, trail running shoes, that's going really well. Rip Curl is going really well. Unfortunately, their year sort of got softer towards the end of the year. So they started well Q1, Q2, Q4 was a little bit weaker, and that sort of, that's the momentum that they're carrying into their new financial year. So as I say, management's upbeat, so we hope that their upbeatness is justified.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
Yeah, so the Dow Jones has sort of, well, it's holding in there, currently 34,662. The S&P 500 now in negative territory. It was positive before the Fed announcement, 4437, down small, and the NASDAQ 13,600. and 27 down about 0.37%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 had a good session, up just under 1%, 7731. The Nikkei down 0.33%, 33,024 the number there. Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, 3108. The Aussies lost just under 0.5% yesterday on the ASX 200, 7163. We lost 20 points on the NZX 50, 0.17%, 11,324. Now, the Kiwi dollar, before the FOMC, we were actually getting close to 60 cents against the US, but we've dropped. We're now at 0.5941, 0.9190 against the Aussie, 0.5566 against the Euro, 0.4810 pounds, 88.01 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,947 and Brent crude, $93.73.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.